Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It is 8:40 on this Monday morning, Monday the 17th of January. This month is National Train Your Dog Month. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the importance of making sure that your dog is properly trained is the Executive Director of the Council for Professional Dog Trainers, Brad Pfeiffer. Brad, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
National Train Your Dog Month. First question, can old dogs learn new tricks?
Every dog can learn new tricks, and I think one of the best things we can do for our dogs is to make sure that we're providing them adequate training to prepare them to be well-mannered citizens and valued family members.
What are some of the most common bad behaviors of dogs, things that their owners want to correct?
The things that you would expect. Most people, you know, they report that the dogs are doing things like jumping up, digging in the yard, excessive barking. Those are most of the undesired behaviors that the average companion dog trainer is going to need to address.
And so what are some of the mistakes that people make when trying to address this? What's the wrong way? And then we'll talk about the right way to address these things.
They focus more on trying to correct the behavior than trying to focus on why the behavior is exhibiting. And so, you know, dogs need a certain level of exercise. They need a certain level of management of their environment to make sure they're not able to practice the right behavior. They need to be trained on what to do instead of undesired behavior. So send your dog outside with some other toy so he's not digging in the yard. Don't leave your dog outside unsupervised for long periods of time to bark at the neighbors or bark at other dogs passing by the house. We know that practice makes perfect, and the more dogs are left to their own accord to self-manage, they end up exhibiting normal behaviors for them, but oftentimes undesired behaviors for ourselves or our neighbors.
You mentioned jumping. That's something that a lot of people have an issue with, dogs that, you know, constantly want to jump up on people, you know. So, you know, grandma walks in the door and the dog wants to jump up on grandma or the mailman or whoever it is. What's the best way to correct that?
Owners need to take a really proactive approach to do a couple of things. They either need to manage the dog and keep them out of that situation because they're not there to train him, or they need to teach the dog what to do. And you could teach the dog to go to his bed and stay. You could teach the dog to sit as he approaches you. Or if it's a young dog or a small breed dog and there's no risk of safety concerns, you can also simply walk in the door, do a casual hello, and then go do something else. Check the mail, pour a drink of water, and really wait for the dog to settle and relax on his own and then provide him with the affection and engagement that he was looking for.
Barking is a big one, and all too often people counter that barking with barking right back at the dog. In other words, yelling at him, stop barking. Dog doesn't know what you're saying, and it's just a lot of yelling back and forth. What's the best way to deal with a barking dog?
Well, it really depends on what the dog's barking at. If they're barking at the mailman outside, maybe you simply call the dog to you and have him go get a toy. If he's barking at something that's causing him alarm, then they might want to work with a certified professional dog trainer who can help them figure out what's motivating the behavior and come up with a training plan that really hits at the root of the reason the behavior is occurring.
Obviously, having a professional help to work on this is important, making sure that your dog trainer knows what they're doing, right?
Yeah, dog training is an unlicensed profession, so anyone can identify as a dog trainer. They can provide services to the community, and while there are some dog trainers who are qualified that are uncertified, there are a lot of great dog trainers who have demonstrated competence in their field. They are being held accountable to our standard of practice and code of ethics, and we would encourage consumers to seek out a professional dog trainer that carries the credential from the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers, and that is the CPDTKA credential. Those individuals have demonstrated competence, and they are being held accountable to a standard practice and code of ethics, and they're also maintaining and their education through continuing education throughout the year.
I mean, it's not just the dog being trained, it's the owner being trained as well, because we need to know how to best interact with our dog, right?
They are family members, and it's important that we understand them as both individuals and their breed type, and that we are learning how to successfully incorporate them into our families. You know, we all have that quintessential idea of we're going to walk the dog on the trail, or, you know, sit around the Christmas tree in the morning and open presents with the kids. And so a certified professional dog trainer through the CCPDT can help you reach those goals.
All right. Good advice. January is National Train Your Dog Month. Brad, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye.